H2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You mentioned this place last week, a week before, I think, Wild Basket in Neutral Bay.
Oh, yes, yes. I was talking about it in reference to Australia Day last week. They're selling lots of native Australian bush products, and I was saying, you know, it's about time that we started to utilise these more and celebrate them because we still suffer from this culinary cringe mentality. Yeah, so it's very timely they're opening, and I think it's the first of its kind, actually, in Australia.
Apparently, according to Good Living, the Sydney Morning Herald's food supplement comes out on Tuesdays, there are 450 Aussie products, including Bill's beans, roasted in orange, what are Queensland-grown broken nose vanilla? What's that?
I imagine it's a vanilla pot. I'm not actually quite sure about that one.
There you are.
I don't think we grow vanilla in Australia, though, so...
Yeah.
There's a huge range, of course. And when I've gone out to country areas over the past few years to do different stories, I have been so impressed by the different products that are being, you know, they're value-added products from things that people grow. And the quality is superb. So it was well and truly time that someone, you know, started selling them in the city area where people can get hold of them.
They also say, by the way, they being Trent and Christy Robinson, married couple, and it's Wild Basket in Grosvenor Street, Neutral Bay. They said, we resisted the temptation to open in a touristy area. We didn't want to go down that kitsch gift concept route. That's very praiseworthy too.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Okay, now we've got... What have we got? Rabbit
Chinese
coming up.
Chinese New Year of it's not just the of the year of the rabbit. In fact, I'm a rabbit because I'm not going to tell you what year I was born. So it's the year of the metal rabbit, which means you know that you have determination and that you're more steely. I actually went to some of these celebrations in Belmore Park, which is near Central Station, over the weekend. Lots of a huge number of people there. Chinese women dancing on the stage and. Chinese food for sale. It was really fantastic. I think this is the biggest celebration of Chinese New Year in the Southern Hemisphere outside of Hong Kong.
Yes, and I think that would be right.
And all week, you know, they're all... Sydney Council has organised so many festivities. There's a huge parade from the town hall down to Chinatown on the 6th of February, and there's a dragon boat race on the 12th at Cockle Bay. They also have tea appreciation workshops, you know, the appreciation of Chinese tea. And you can learn how to play mahjong. And there's a talk on Chinese market gardens, which, in fact, I'm going to try and get to because that's very of great interest to me because my great-grandfather is Chinese.
Uh-huh. Twilight. The Twilight...
Not on your side.
No.
on my mother's side.
Twilight parade on Sunday around about 5, 6 o'clock. That should be very big.
Mm. Okay, huge celebration.
So have you got a Chinese recipe?
Yes, I have one that they consider quite auspicious. It's because the word for fish in Chinese, and I won't attempt to pronounce it, it sounds like good luck. So fish is considered an important part of the meal. And for the Chinese, carp is considered very auspicious.
Isn't it the year of the rabbit?
Yes, I know, but I mean, I decided not to give you a rabbit dish because I thought it was a bit hot for that. I think steamed fish, meaning good luck, is more appropriate for this time of the year. So you'll just need a whole fish, obviously, that's been cleaned. A snapper or a brim will do. And you rub it inside with a bit of salt and sesame oil and put some fresh ginger and shallots over the top, a little bit of soy sauce and sherry or wine. Put it on a plate. Put all that on a plate. Put it in a steamer and let it steam until it's cooked, probably 20 to 30 minutes, just till the knife, you know, comes out and you can tell that it's cooked. And then what you do is you take it off the heat and you splash it with a couple of tablespoons of really hot vegetable oil, and it's just beautiful. And just serve that with some steamed rice.
I see. Well, I was going to play a thing called The White Rabbit by Peter
Poser.
Well,
you can still play that. That's fine.
We'll have to. Okay, now that's on your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Kong Hee Fat Choy.
Okay, bye.